This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever that you are listening. So good to be with you. It is 11/27/2018. It's Deborah Tavares Day. Having guests like her, they're inspiring. If it's all about the truth, then how can you not be moved by her? I'm very excited. I hope that you are too. She will be on at the bottom of the hour to talk about, of course, the California fires, among other things. I believe that you will want to stick around for that. Please do. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place, ladies and gentlemen. I am Daniel Brigman, your honored host. Again, so glad that you have joined us. Before Deborah joins, I would like to preface her appearance a little bit. You know, some of her podcasts, I've listened to a little bit of it, was able to talk to her yesterday. She talks about America and the beginning of it, not the beginning so much, but the key points where things change. I want to maybe even go back a little further and kind of preface when you come up to her and when you hear what she says, because it's very black and white. It's very in your face. You know, it's like, wow, okay. Yeah, I got to pay attention to this. So let me preface it a little bit, and then we'll go from there. It is... let me just move forward. Each one of us is in the family of man, and we have different parts to our physical mind. Let's start there. There is, of course, a higher level process which separates us from animals. You know, we can speak, we have consciousness, etc., imagination. But as a part of the duality of this world, there is a reptile brain. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that which belies the fallen nature of us all. It's just worried about eating, sleeping, reproduction, that kind of thing, our instincts, so to speak, like an animal. But fallen from what? Falling towards what? These are essential questions of religions, of course, but certainly are more important than any organized religion. The great question then is, which we've discussed, who are you? Perhaps the most important question we can ever ask. From the Bible, in the Garden of Eden, God asked Adam what had been done after he partook of the fruit. He blamed Eve. Eve then, of course, blamed the serpent, and the serpent took the blame, and with it, authority. The serpent took the authority in the Garden of Eden. Took some authority anyway. Outside of almost all scripture, almost all of them, the most important writing that we have ever known about is the Declaration of Independence. You may not believe this, but I do. In fact, it was Jordan Maxwell who really helped me understand this more fully. Even now, to no small degree, the freedom and hope of the lives of all mankind... I'm not being too dramatic. Of all mankind on this planet have been influenced and protected by what Thomas Jefferson wrote and the colonies unanimously agreed to. There's a universal law which goes back to the pharaohs and beyond. You saw the movie Ten Commandments, Yul Brynner. So let it be written, so let it be done. Well, the Declaration of Independence is a universally binding document upon the whole galaxy. Really. Hold that thought. That's why they're having so much trouble toppling this. That's why this syndicate is having so much trouble toppling America, specifically, really, the whole world. Hold that thought there. Let's go back to the biblical story. God gave us agency, right? That's what we believe. That's what Christianity believes. Many other religions also believe basically this. God gave us agency, gave liberty to mankind. He created man in his image. Almost immediately, Lucifer then sought to take the power and dominion given to man and take man's will to hold for himself, to take the throne, that he would take all the credit and that God, he could displace God and put himself in the throne. That's the biblical story. So the object of worship would become a control freak wanting to micromanage man's life according to the will, his will, Lucifer's will, where God empowers Lucifer then enslaves. The political miracle of the States United of the North American continent was that man was placed with divine right by law across the board. Man's rights are above or unalienable and pretty much above all else in America, by law anyway, at least in 1776. The individual, having a crown of godly sovereignty, had been entrusted to choose the path of divine singularity or the reptilian impulses of our fallen nature. The political manifestations over the last few centuries, thus mirroring the biblical plotline. That's why this is so important. Whether, I don't care if you've never even stepped foot in a church. These old documents, and we have proof that the biblical texts have been thousands of years old. Metaphors, these factual stories, no matter how you take them, they have such powerful overarching ramifications for our lives. Okay, so the biblical plot line, this is politically, it began to mirror that. You have the Declaration of Independence versus the communist platform. There are two competing systems. The communist platform, of course, well expressed by the United Nations. America represented the biblical sentiment that not a hair of your head shall fall unnoticed by God, right? You're individual, you're important, everything you do, a sparrow can fall to the ground without, or can't fall without God noticing. What about you? And how much more important are you? Well, the UN, straight from their charter, declares that no human rights, there's that word human again, not in the Bible, human rights, not in the Declaration of Independence either, that no human rights may be exercised against the will of the United Nations. Now, this dynamic, this biblical dynamic played out politically in the world. It's clear. It's been woven straight through. We forget about it at times. It gets glossed over sometimes, but this is it. It's there. The Declaration of Independence, the individuality endowed by your Creator, or the United Nations Charter, where the United Nations is God, this new socialist type system. Two political constructs reflecting the biblical war in heaven. It is a paradox in some ways, but I've said this before, but let me say this as clearly as I can in my limited capacity. I'm able to. Socialism, what we're seeing, you know, now we're seeing in America open socialist candidates, or candidates who being openly socialist. What does socialism mean? What does it represent? Socialism is Satanism, is Luciferianism. It's the good of the whole. We are going to, you don't know how to rule your life. You don't have enough intelligence or enough understanding or enough divine capability to rule your life. So we have to do, somebody else has to do it for you, somebody else. So a social construct is going to be created. Never mind, you know, that mankind fills those constructs, don't they? I mean, the United Nations positions are filled with men and women, aren't they? I mean, maybe. Maybe it's something else, but that's another story. But we know better than you do. In your life, you're just a cog in the wheel. That you serve this greater purpose of the image of this joint mind, this hive mind. Is that not Luciferianism? Is that not Satanism? You don't know how to rule your life. The collective hive knows how to rule life. You're better. And you must now serve this system. Your whole existence is there. And your will is subordinate to the good of this new hive mind. That is socialism. That is communism. That is Satanism. Or really Luciferianism. That's a better way to put it. The Declaration of Independence is much more pronounced on the other side of liberty, of the Messiah, of individuality, of divine choice, and in the image of God, the Creator, whatever that is. Those are the two parallels. You know, we're told over and over again, well, don't talk about politics or religion. It'll cause controversy. Well, what else is there to talk about? What else is important? Why do you think we're in the situation we're in? And then think about medically. So you take politics, religion, and medicine. So what are they saying about medicine now? You know, well, you can't talk about medicine now because you don't have a license, so you better shut up. Oh, you have an opinion. Oh, you have cures for cancer. Oh, you have this. Oh, you have that. Oh, you think the FDA is corrupt or whatever. You need to shut up. You don't have a license. We will shut you up. You see? They're shutting you up on any of the politics, religion, and medical things. And really, now it's becoming government, you know, criticizing the government. We're seeing, I don't want to digress. Okay, now, in the news, and you go to thepowerhour.com, of course, we got all the news stories and everything, our YouTube channel. We do have a new YouTube channel that you can access. You can't look it up just by going to YouTube. It's in its infancy. But we are getting some views. We have great thing. Catherine's put a whole bunch of things up. Please go to the YouTube channel, subscribe. Go to our website, thepowerhour.com. On the front page, one of the scrolling things is about the YouTube. Please go to that channel. Please subscribe. That's a good way for us to access you and a good way for you to get the videos commercial free. But, okay, there. One of the biggest stories is in Texas. There is a case of a man, I don't know, all the details. I was reading about it before I came on. A man and a woman are getting divorced, and their child is 6 years old. The mother wants to terminate all parental rights of the father and then castrate the son. Boy, is there some Shakespearean play going on in that household. But anyway, I digress. And then castrate the son because he is gender fluid and transgender, and he needs to be a woman now and not be a man. Think about that. Okay. Why is this so important? Why has this agenda been pushed so much by so many prominent parts of our society that have been infiltrated? Of course, Hollywood, the music industry. Why? Getting back to the Declaration of Independence, getting back to the United Nations, getting back to who you are. Who are you? The Declaration of Independence and the Bible both declare that you're created in the image of God with divine right. Let's keep it simple. I don't want to have points of contention, but that's the law in America. I mean, you can disagree with it. You cannot agree with what I just said. You can't disagree that that's not the chartered law and the declared law in this country, because it is. But from Thomas Jefferson till now, nobody has refuted it. And part of creation, the duality of man, the male and the female side, conscious and subconscious, come to it is creation. So why has this transgender movement become so prominent, and especially as we have abandoned our heritage and we have begun to abandon the principle of what this country is, really losing morality? Why? Because the creation of God, the power of God throughout the world, is never manifested more than in this relationship, male and female, and in a loving, positive relationship, being able to come together, unite, and to create. And to create. It's godhood. It's a miracle. It is in perpetuity. It can continue. It is the power of God right there. And that's why it's under attack. When we come back, we'll continue with this in the introduction. You know, we have a few minutes. What role does America play? Where is the key point of America? What led us to the point where now our government considers us the enemy? I'm not making that up. It's not figurative. It's literal. The enemy. You're the enemy of them now. Why? Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This child in Texas, this is one of the most absolutely distinct cases of child abuse I've ever heard. And the fact that, you know, this woman can even talk about this and even consider this, debating this in court, what does it say about America? What does it say about where we are? I mentioned the Declaration of Independence and the power that it has to really hold, it's really holding this thing together. We're about to split the seams. We're about to divide if we don't do something. And a conviction of what's going on, you may sit there, well, what can I do? Well, a conviction about these principles and the absolute nature of them. And whenever you see anything in controversy of them, then you have to speak and speak to power. You have to. If you don't do it, who is? And in your sphere of influence, if you're not there, if you're not that spark, then who will be? Because it's a war. And in physical war, there's bombs, there's casualties, there's dead bodies, what have you. But this war is spiritual. And the results are things like this child wanting to be castrated. Or the mother wanting to castrate this child. People dying of drug abuse. People, families being broken. The heartache, the pain. The reptilian brain being on full display where we devolve down into mere impulses, mere human beings, mere monsters. And away from our divine nature. And then once we are in that state, we can be pulled either way to the will of somebody else. Please somebody else take our life. We cannot handle this. Please somebody else take responsibility for us. Like the Garden of Eden. Like Luciferianism. Like socialism. That's where we are. In the United States, key point. And the reason this is so important, leading into Deborah, because how in the world has this happened? I mean, it's crazy. You're going to hear Deborah talk about these fires, and you're going to be like, what the? In America, of course, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The most important part of the Constitution is the Bill of Rights, your individual rights. There's no responsibility on you. It's all the responsibility on the government. What are they going to do to keep your rights? As time went on, we're being pushed further and further away from that. The Declaration of Independence is still in effect. It's still on display in Washington. It has been circulated throughout the world. There is a universal power to that. In 1917, the War Powers Act, Trading with the Enemies Act, was enacted, where the enemies, the United States, could take whatever we want from our enemies, trading with the enemies in a trade. In 1933, we went over this. Al Whitney was on. You can look up her interview. The actual text, the actual statute, was changed so that it included American citizens. Literally, not figuratively, literally, this corporate United States monstrosity that pulled away from the Constitution, pulled away from the Bill of Rights onto something else, that has conned us into taking our will to now go towards it, taking our responsibility and power in the station that we are, now made us the enemy. And from that point, they took the gold. How do you think they took the gold in 1933? FDR said, "Give us all your gold, you're going to jail." Does that sound anything like the Declaration of Independence to you? But we went along with it. And then in the 50s, another key point, very key, when we allow people to tell us that we couldn't talk about God in school. Well, and let's not talk about religions and the different variations of them, whatever. Once you can separate the principle of your freedom and of your life away from that God granted it to you, especially your rights, then now where do your rights come from? And if there was nothing else but that going on in school, just that fact that they don't tell you that, and they don't tell you about our foundation, if that was the only thing that you had a problem with about school, you are endangering your child, you're endangering their future, and collectively, if you want to talk about collectively, you're endangering the whole nation. What in the world did you think would happen if you take the foundation of who we are and took it out of public and paid for these chicken neck control to manipulate our children in school to now believe in Darwinism, to now believe that they're not divine, that your rights don't come from God, and a socialist, secular humanist agenda was pumped down their throat for the last 50 years. What did you think would happen? So like in the Garden of Eden, we sit around and we complain about, well, they're doing this, and the Rockefellers are doing that, and they're doing that. I use school because it's the most obvious example. The Rockefellers did not take our children by the hand and drag them to a place where it's separating them from who they are. We did that. And I understand in saying that many people are in a position where they can't take their children out, or they don't have any. I understand that. But you still got to understand this principle. What did you think would happen? The conviction is now. It's up to you. The power is yours. And you can do this. But you're going to have to get convicted about something. And most importantly is who you are. Because everything is attacking that principle. Deborah Tavares will be here just a few moments. So glad you're joining us. ThePowerHour.com. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We can do this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
An 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who jumped the border with his father and was caught by the Border Patrol died while in federal custody early on Tuesday. Border Patrol agents say they spotted signs of a potential illness when they took the boy and his father into custody. They took the boy to the hospital where he was diagnosed with the common cold. The boy was given medication but unfortunately died 90 minutes later. It can be easy sometimes to be caught up in the commercialization of Christmas, but Father Jonathan Morris is a Fox News religion contributor. He encourages you to look to the real meaning of Christmas.
What we're celebrating is something very simple, a historical fact that a child was born in a town of Bethlehem. Some of us believe that that child is divine, that he is our Lord and our Savior, and that God became man.
And on this Christmas Day, President Trump did call servicemen and women who are fighting for our country overseas and thank them for their service. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSF fee excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It's not every day we have a guest like this of such importance and has sacrificed so much to bring you this information. She was a land developer, her and her husband, her family. They began to read the documents and to see an agenda that looked nothing like they had expected. Agenda 21 was creeping into property rights. And that opened up another Pandora's box and another and another. And Deborah Tavares, her relentless research and really heroic willingness to stand and tell anybody who is willing to dive into the deep end of the pool has affected millions. We are so glad she is here. Her main website, stopthecrime.net. There's others, Primary Water, we may talk about, but stopthecrime.net, her main website. Deborah Tavares, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so, so much for having me on. I have much to cover, but certainly I would invite everybody to sign up on to stopthecrime.net. We will be out in the community here in the wake of these active crime scenes of fires that are now being investigated by the perpetrators. So you're going to be able to watch us in the communities here in Santa Rosa talking to the city officials that are all part of the perpetrating teams. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But I really do need to lay the groundwork that the country has been taken over by government agencies that are under the policies and pushing forward the policies of the United Nations and the World Bank, the globalists, and, of course, many, many other agencies. Hopefully I can get into the C40 cities takeover, which not only includes the Clinton Foundation, but many other aspects of corporations that are involved in the takedown of our country. But I thought I would cover a bit of the fires. Everyone needs to know that we've only been a few days out of smoke here. It's been raining a few days, and what we have been advised now along our coastline, along the Sonoma County coastline, because of rains, we're going to have high surf advisories. They're talking about 13, 14-foot waves, a lot of coastal erosion. This is all part of the takedown of our country. And I have a YouTube up called Coastlines Under Attack, Storm Surge Artificially Created. And they're using technologies to erode many of the coastlines, exacerbate many normal weather and ocean conditions with technologies, just as exacerbating the horrific aspects of weaponization of our skies and our winds and our rains and the fires and floods and hurricanes. The list is endless. So where I guess I want to start is everybody needs to understand where I get this information so that you understand that it's only documents that I'm laying out to everybody. This is not anything that is made up or not documented. I, in the very beginning, was extremely skeptical as I started to fall into this black abyss, and so skeptical as a land developer, and of course having had our own private business, I was extremely familiar with building codes, city reports and policies, and I started to read and read. And when I started to discover the climate action plans that are now adopted throughout the world, every city, every town, every county, every village, worldwide. So you can type in your city or your state, followed by climate action plans and resilient plans. And I'm going to break in to the climate action plan in Butte County, which is the town of paradise that has nearly completely burned off the map. We're going to talk about what's in that climate action plan. Now, they all vary, but they all say that you must reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. And in the town's climate action plan, it's actually Butte County Climate Action Plan, adopted February 25th of 2014. And I'm going to be reading excerpts out of this. You can look at this in more detail yourselves. I would encourage everyone to do so. But it talks about how Butte County had already taken many steps to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They were planning to reduce and are planning to reduce the emissions, and their target is 15% below 2006 levels by the year 2020. And why I say that is because we have a very, very important document called CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control, CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. You can type that in and you can find out what is happening with the false illusion, which is climate control really on the heels of weaponized weather targeting. We all know that. I hope all of you know that. As I present documents and weaving the picture of what America is looking like and what it is slated to look like, you will understand how these policies are playing out. But it's most important for everyone to recognize and understand that decreasing the CO2 emissions, which is, of course, our carbon dioxide and oxygen, is causing global suffocation, the extinction of all species. So we have a weapon of mass destruction. When you look at that 1960 memorandum, you'll find that it's involving water grabbing, massive, massive death. It is really what is behind the real wars, and it's extinction of species, endangering all of our forests, killing our forest. Of course, we're seeing all of the extreme weather events, mass killings, water control, and food insecurities worldwide. And also ocean acidification. Many of you may not fully understand what that is as well, but it's taking the oxygen not only out of the atmosphere, but out of the water as well, which is causing extinction of many species and warming the ocean up, which is why we're seeing so many abnormalities with our oceans. The oceans are being destroyed as well. The easy way for me to describe that, and it's a huge concept to wrap your brain around, and it has been for me. But again, I'm going to paint a picture. It's important to understand that we are undergoing a terracide, T-E-R-R-A-side. And terra in Latin is the name for earth. The earth is being destroyed by all of these policies and by the weapons that so many people are still unable to see as weapons. So when I look at the Butte County Climate Action Plan, it talks about how the homes and businesses are dispersed throughout the unincorporated county, resulting in transportation activity typical for rural areas and unincorporated counties. And given the distribution of homes and businesses and daily activities, driving in personal cars is common. Most of the building stock was constructed before the adoption of the California's Energy Efficient Title 24 Building Code in 1978. Similar to other rural communities, Butte County does not require upgraded and building stock codes. So what we have is homes that by and large were built in the 70s and 80s. And it appears as though these are areas that are being hit because we're seeing new cities being built in the wake and the requirements to meet new building codes and standards. Now, a very important element in this Butte County Climate Action Plan is what I'm going to read to you right now. And I want everybody to remember this as we go forward in this discussion. It says, and it's under the section in their Climate Action Plan identified as resilience to climate change. Even if global greenhouse gas emissions ceased immediately, existing local hazards and vulnerabilities would be exacerbated, in other words, increased by climate change. Local hazards that will be affected by climate change include greater frequency of extreme heat events, increased wildfire hazards and risks, frequent and more frequent damaging floods, reduced water supply, and increased risks to local ecosystems and crops. The county is already addressing these challenges, but must be prepared to respond to increasing risks by modifying some of the operational practices and strengthening the capacity of the county's resources to respond. Through upfront planning, the county can reduce both exposure to risks and long-term costs for responding to disasters. And on the other side of the break, we're going to get a little more into the climate action plans, because your cities have approved this, your mayors, your city councils, and now the climate has been approved and activated.
There we go. StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares. We'll also summarize this so you may be a little lost. We'll summarize so we can go...
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Deborah Tavera, StopTheCrime.net. She has alerted millions to the crime of humanity, of mankind. I don't like the word human, but mankind that has been done to us. Let me give a little background. When she came on, we had been talking previously, so you may be a little lost if you're listening. In California, you've heard about the wildfires. Okay, this is a certain area of California that has been basically cordoned off. And Deborah, you correct me wherever I will ask you a couple questions, but that matches the 2030 plan, sustainable development, pushing people off the land, pushing them to big cities. Now, these fires are very suspicious. We've seen pictures of homes burnt to a crisp. I mean, the refrigerator and everything. And then the trees are fine. And then the next house, the house is burnt. Very suspicious. Automobiles down to molten aluminum. Deborah, this is happening in California. Deborah, what we are seeing from your documents, is this an energy weapon? Is this the smart meter on their house? What is this?
Well, it's a variety of weaponized assaults. Certainly it is the aluminum oxide, which is an accelerant that has been sprayed over us. In fact, for those of you, at the time when we shot this video, we did not realize the fires were going to start within 36 hours. The YouTube that I'll refer everyone to is called Earthquakes and Geysers Exploited by Drilling. It's a new geyser tour, and I'll talk about that a bit because they cause earthquakes. It's, again, called Earthquakes, Geysers Exploited by Drilling. Go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube channel. So what you'll see is the opening intro to that tour where we're filming out in a field, and you're going to see a tremendous hit of overhead aerial spraying, again, about 36 hours before the fires started here in Northern California. So you can get a look at what we looked like just prior to the fires. But getting back to your question, Daniel, a myriad of assaults are used. It's all fingerprintless by and large, and that's why the perpetrators are getting away with this. And again, I want to say that we are in an active crime scene being investigated by the perpetrators here in California regarding all of the fires. The Tubbs fire that occurred here in Santa Rosa in 2017 still has not been defined by CAL FIRE as to the start of the fire. So we have, okay, of course, the use of directed energy weapons, the smart meters which explode on the homes. We have the use of incendiary metal pellets, drones, black ops helicopters, arson on the ground, mind control arsonist as well. Drones were used overhead above the car fire back in 2017, which was the Redding fire. In fact, there were so many drones in the air that it prevented proper fire attention during the beginning of the fires. This was told to us by a sheriff. Mm. So we have the use of directed energy weapons. Now, when you think of directed energy weapons, you have to think of energy being directed, not just only lasers and masers and the use of satellites and beam weaponry. It's the capabilities of many types of energy weapons systems that are absolutely pelting California and elsewhere. This is a global assault with fires. It certainly appears that at this moment California is most definitely in the bullseye. But I can assure you...
Okay, let me pause right there, Deborah. Pause right there, okay. Let me summarize here. You correct me where I'm wrong and lead us in the right direction. You're saying that the plans, your research, and I've studied your research, you, in spades, you have detailed how there is a concrete plan to take certain land back, to use certain weapons, to use climate as an excuse to basically extinct the way mankind operates, especially on America. California seems to be the bullseye, this Butte County, Paradise, some of the other cities around there, that this is an operation by, you know, fingerprintless operators within our government. They've chosen us as an enemy, and they are doing this to us right now as we speak. And their overall purpose is not only this, maybe to see what they can get away with, but it's an overarching to see what they can get away with mankind next. Would that be accurate?
Well, yes. And I'm going to go into a couple of things right now regarding the fires and Rothschild and Pacific Gas and Electric. And, of course, we broke the Rothschild connection a number of years ago. And everyone that is listening, you need to understand who are some of the perpetrators involved. But I'm going to read one paragraph out of an email exchange that is read in full in the YouTube plan to burn up Northern California, the longer version. The shorter YouTube that we have up, about the half-hour version, plan to burn up Northern California, you will see me addressing the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors shortly after the fires here in 2017, but I addressed them in 2018, and I would recommend everybody watch that.
Let me pause again, Deborah. let me interject here again, also for you all that are listening. Deborah's been saying this for years, and that's one of the reasons why she's so important. It's not that she's coming after the fact and now telling you kind of these outlandish things. She's been saying for years, here are the documents, here is their plan, here is what they're about to do. The Rockefellers are connected to the electric company. We got directed energy weapons.
Rothschild,
they're
going to
use climate as an excuse. I mean, the Rothschilds, excuse me. Rothschilds own the electric company on the smart meters. They're going to use climate as an excuse. America is not accepting Al Gore, so they don't care. They'll just go around, use the corporations and the media and everything, and they'll force it right down your throat whether you believe it or not. She's been saying this for years. The video of her when she goes to the city council is classic. The look on these people's face. I don't know, there must have been 10, 15 people, and she's saying, you are about to be a part of a genocide, and it's all going to be your fault because you're not doing anything. I've told you about this, and you haven't done a damn thing. And the look on these people's face in this city council, it's priceless. They're looking away from her. They won't even look at her. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war. She said she's in the middle in California, Northern California right now is in the middle of an active crime scene. Well, this crime scene is going to come to your neighborhood next. That's what she's been telling us for years. For years, and she has all the documents to prove it. So let me just back you up. We got about a minute and a half before the break, Deborah. I just wanted to clear this up for people to give them a little bit of perspective. We got about a minute and a half before the break. Continue on, and then after, let's see. We'll continue forward from there. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read one short paragraph out of an extremely important email exchange that Rothschild, Pacific Gas and Electric, and the California Public Utility Commission sent back and forth. And I'm just going to read one of the two paragraphs again. And this was dated August 2011, and this is from Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild. It says, we are the first to propose a solar generator in space that will beam RF waves down to a receptor site and convert it to DC current. We have changed our receptor site from the Mojave Desert to Sebastopol, end quote. Now, when we return from the break, I'm going to read to everybody what this solar generating system is. You will be stunned, as I am. Everyone needs to understand the contractual agreement and use of weather weapons. And I will go into that when we return, because I don't want to start on that one.
Okay. Dane Wigington, you know, geoengineeringwatch.com, he's talked about how the climate, it's not necessarily that man-made climate or man-made, man is changing climate, but climate is changing because somebody's forcing it to change. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Sebastopol in California, it's the bullseye. Stay tuned. Deborah Tavares on the other side. And what does it look like if they win? You've got to hear this.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your SunAir ductless furnace. The SunAir ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. SunAir heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.